Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through this season of Lent. Now, Lent, of course, we think about doing without something, relinquishing something, or surrendering something. And many people will do it during a season, but then pick that back up, that habit or whatever they surrendered after Lent is over. Lent, of course, reminds us that all of our life should be surrendered to the Lord. So we're working through some passages, Matthew 3:1-6 today. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. And then Jerusalem and all Judea and the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. So for me, it happens late at night. Sleep won't come. My mind bounces from one thought to the next. Things I have to get done, things I've been putting off, a tough meeting that's coming up, a phone call I need to make, an email I should have never sent. Late at night, with my head on the pillow, I wonder and reflect, did this day, a day I will never get back, a day gone forever, did this day count for God? I'm a huge fan of John the Baptist because he made his days count. He lived life plain and simple, camel hair, clothes, and a leather belt to wear, roasted locusts, surely he didn't eat them raw, I hope, and wild honey. But what impresses me most is that John the Baptist was a man who knew his purpose. He was on earth to prepare the world for Jesus, and he never wavered. He lived life fixed and focused. Man, isn't that the kind of life you want to live? Why do we make things so complex?